USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Happy 4th of July to everybody.
President Trump and the First Lady hosting service members, veterans, and their families at the White House for a picnic, concert, and then the D.C. fireworks display on the 4th. President Trump noting,
American liberty has been earned through the blood, sweat, and sacrifice of American patriots.
Today, President Trump is calling on OPEC to lower oil prices, blaming the oil trading organization for driving prices up. He writes in capital letters in a tweet this morning, reduce pricing now. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way to North Korea for talks with North Korean officials as a follow-up to the Singapore summit and towards detailing how they're going to rid the Korean Peninsula of the North's nuclear weapons. This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. Now you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. Also a 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
A woman who climbed the base of the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July is now facing federal charges. Teresa Okumu is charged with federal trespassing, disorderly conduct, and interfering with government function after she spent several hours perched on the pedestal of Lady Liberty before police were able to take her into custody. The 44-year-old woman, part of an earlier protest at the landmark against Trump administration immigration policies. A senior official with the Trump administration claims President Trump considered invading Venezuela last year. The official telling CNN Trump was speaking with several top foreign policy advisors about U.S. sanctions against Venezuela when he brought up that idea of invading it. Reports are H.R. McMaster, the national security advisor at the time, was vigorously against it and warned President Trump that any such plan had a good chance of backfiring. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A major pharmaceutical company is making some big changes, including raising some of its prices. With more on this story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Pfizer is raising prices on dozens of drugs, many of them by more than 10%. Reports are the drugs that will cost more include lung cancer treatment Xalkori, the pain reliever Lyrica, and Norvasc, which is a blood pressure pill. Other Pfizer drugs that are going up include Viagra and the stop smoking pill Chantix. The pharmaceutical giant issuing a statement saying it is modifying prices for about 10% of its drugs, but some will actually be costing less. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. officials are reporting progress as they met with the North Korean delegation that will lead to the denuclearization of Pyongyang. With more, here's John Clemens.
The talks included Sung King, the U.S. ambassador to the Philippines, meeting with a delegation from Pyongyang. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says the talks to denuclearize North Korea have come a long way over the last year.
A lot of people were in panic. A lot of people around the world were very concerned about what would happen between the United States and North Korea, and the fact that our secretary is now getting ready to go on, have his fourth meeting with the North Koreans in less than 3 months, I think is a testament to just how far we've come.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.